1-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Greatly appreciate the text messages in to ask Dr. Jeff the questions. Greatly appreciate that. Also, want to remind you that the 4th of July sale, pre-sale, is still continuing over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. If you haven't been over to look at their inventory yet, bottom line is, Tony says any deal that you've seen from other dealers, especially at these RV shows, they will meet or beat the deal. Check with them first. They also do not charge any prep fees, any destination fees, and definitely no documentation fees doing the paperwork. Also, for veterans, they offer a $500 discount off of any trailer, any camper, anything you find over there in their inventory, including used trailers. They will absolutely give you a best deal and get you completely financed with the cheapest interest rates around in the RV industry. You can check out their inventory at northernmichiganrv.com or go see them in person. Very simple. Off of I-75 exit 282 in Gaylord. That's the downtown M32 exit. Just head west, not even a mile by the Walgreens. Head north and then turn on Expressway Court. Follow it around. Their inventory, folks, can actually be seen from I-75. They're located on the west side of I-75, just north of exit 282. Or you can check out all their inventory online, northernmichiganrv.com. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Go and check out their inventory. They've got some phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal little tiny trailers that you guys need to go and check out. Highly recommend them, their service department, sales department. The team is awesome. Tony and his team is fantastic. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Well, we've been following for quite some time the budget process. Been very much interested in what is going on in Lansing regarding the deadline they had at midnight this morning. Well, the answer is very simple. The legislature failed to pass a K-12 budget by the statutory deadline. Peter Spadafore, executive director of the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunities, made quote of the day, talking about the opportunity about the legislature not passing a budget for the next fiscal year yesterday. He said they simply didn't miss a deadline. They broke the law. Well, the Senate leaves with no K-12 budget deal done. They are gone. They're on summer recess. Senate adjourned around 5 p.m. yesterday, vacating the upper chamber without passing a final K-12 budget. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks told reporters that there was 100% certainty that there will not be a negotiated budget bill in front of us today. At 4:59 p.m., the Senate came out with its Wednesday agenda, reading, attendance will not be taken, no votes will be taken. Well, MERS News Service learned that Senator Darren Calamari and Republican State Representative Tim Kelly from Saginaw, the Senate and House respective K through 12 budget chairs of the subcommittees, have yet to receive spending targets to start constructing a combined budget plan. Senate Majority Leader Brink said, "I want to be clear that simply because we've arrived at this point does not mean that we aren't continuing to engage in ongoing negotiations, as we've been attempting to do for really many weeks and months. We hear the education community saying it's better that we don't rush this and that we get a good deal for the kids, rather than a rushed deal." Well, following the China virus pandemic, legislators passed a school omnibus budget covering public schools, higher education, before the end of July 1st. Well, after 2019, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first budget, legislators established a non-penalizing July 1st deadline for them to follow for passing out all future budget plans, leaving the Capitol for most of the summer months to go back and work in district. Well, on Friday, this past Friday, Brink's House Speaker Matt Hall and Governor Gretchen Whitmer met for about an hour in the governor's ceremonial office in the Capitol to discuss whether K-12 and a road funding deal could be struck. The Senate passing its spending priorities for the fiscal year 2026, which begins October 1st in 92 days, back in middle of May. Actually, it was May 14th. Senate Fiscal Agency estimated the overall spending plan was actually short by $313.4 million 2 days after the Senate passed their budget. Meanwhile, the House passed its education spending proposals back in middle of June, a couple of weeks ago. Well, the Senate Democrats have criticized their plan for deleting designated funding pots for free meals for students, transportation for rural and isolated districts, special literature support services, new teacher recruitment stipends, as well as scholarships. While the House Republicans touted their unlocking a historic $12,000 per pupil foundation allowance by lifting spending restrictions and special projects, well, the Democrats argued that it actually infuses one-time funds into the allowance, which are too temporary in nature to be used on a long-term hiring and classroom restructuring decisions. Senator Calamari, the Democrat, obviously, many of our school districts have already passed some of their local budgets, and they're not exactly happy that they don't have a product to reference coming from Lansing. But they're willing to wait if it means a better deal for them. He also went on to say that if the House decides to zero out the Senate's pre-K through 12th grade budget this evening, which was Senate Bill 166, which is the process of amending it by striking out all the appropriations, the legislature can begin to refer the bill to a conference committee, something that could be worked out in a special committee with a couple of members from the House, couple of members from the Senate, where they sit down and start compromising. That's what they really should call it, is a compromise committee, not a conference committee. Again, though, the conference committee will allow Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader, and Speaker Hall to to appoint members to work on updating the bill privately, with then their final recommendations being able to be sent to the full legislature so that it can be voted out and amended, if necessary, on the Senate or the House floors. Calamari said, and perhaps we'll get to a negotiated deal at some point, but if they sub it out with a different bill that we've not seen, this would start the process all over again. Also, if their product is contrary to our values, it just, again, continues this conversation in a way that excludes all the partners at the table. It really makes it harder for all of us to get to a budget that the governor can sign, said Calamari. I've been predicting this for months. I'm also predicting that they are not going to have a full budget for next year, fiscal year 2026, done by the stroke of midnight on September 30th. Now they're going to be faced with a very interesting dilemma. Do the Senate Democrats and the governor pass and sign what the House has already passed months ago? Basically, a $20 billion continuing resolution of this year's budget to keep the government open. Because if they don't pass and the governor doesn't sign it into law, state government in Lansing shuts down at the stroke of midnight, September 30th. Well, with them not getting to even a school education funding budget, because there's two components. You have the school aid fund and then you have the general fund. If they can't even get the school aid fund figured out, how are they going to get roads? How are they going to get the full budget? How are they going to agree to anything? Well, this is called gridlock. Republicans control the House. Democrats control the Senate by one seat. And the governor's been nowhere to be seen. No leadership coming from Governor Gretchen Whitmer on the budget process at all. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust? Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just a couple of thoughts going through the break, getting a couple of text messages. The problem that the Senate has is that they only have a one-seat majority due to the governor not calling for a special election to fill the vacancy of the 35th State Senate District. Right now, 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. If you live in the 35th State Senate District, roughly about 270,000 people, you don't have a state senator. It doesn't appear that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to do anything about it, possibly until even next year. January 2nd, this year, 2025, the then state senator, Kristen McDonnell-Rivett, was elected to Congress in Washington, D.C., vacating that state Senate seat. Well, there's only one problem. The governor, looking at the November 5th, 2024 election where President Trump won the state of Michigan, that 35th Senate district went totally for Donald Trump. I believe it was 70-30, overwhelmingly supporting Donald Trump. Now, here's the other problem, and this is kind of interesting. Because they only have a one-seat majority, all the Democrats, all 19 state Senate Democrats, have to agree to vote as a block. Because if they get one Democrat to join with the Republicans win the vote 19 to 18. So if you're a Senate Democrat right now, any one of the 19, you guys have some pretty good power in your hands. The other component to this, the lieutenant governor is a tiebreaker. But right now, with 37 state senators, the only way they ever get to a tie is if somebody abstains or isn't present on a vote. If they're not in Lansing, it could end up 18 to 18. Again, coming down to one state senator. So, as a process, looking forward at these budgets that they have to come up with, well, they've already shown that they can't get a school K through 12 budget, not to mention higher education, not to mention the general fund budget. So it's going to be very interesting to watch this project process go forward on these projects that they're working on individually. Because one of the things I think we're looking at here, the people. What you have to do is look at the people and how they're going to respond to these legislators not getting the budget done. Why? Because the people now have the ability to meet with, perhaps run into, or see their state reps, their state senators back home in district. Even according to the MERS News Service, they're going back to work in district. Means they're sleeping in their own beds. They're with their families this week. Now, most of them, even though they have a couple of days called for session through July and August, folks, they're not coming back until after Labor Day. It's that simple. Well, when they get back, finally, in September, when they get there, guess what? You've got basically 4 weeks after Labor Day to get the budget done, not only for the school budget, but also the entire general fund budget. And I'm looking at the calendar right now. September 30th is a Tuesday, a legislative day. And they could end up possibly stopping the clocks at 11:59 like they did back in the day when Mike Bishop was the Senate Majority Leader dealing with Jennifer Granholm. They couldn't balance the budget. They couldn't figure out a way to do it. The Senate dug in their heels, Republicans, versus the Democrats controlling the House at the time. Well, guess what? They could not come up with a budget deal, which actually shut down the government for roughly about 10, 11 hours back in 2008. I don't remember the year. I remember I was sleeping in my truck waiting for the office to open so I could renew my tabs for my semi. No, it was 2008. Yep, that's right, because I was done March 6th of 2009. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin